Now, it's a big day in Croke Park on Saturday with Galway involvement in an All-Ireland final. It is the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Double Final of 2024, a repeat of the 2023 game. Niamh Heffernan and Siannaigh Curran of Galway taking on a Cork duo that they know very, very well in Katrina Casey and Hailish O'Keefe and Aisling O'Keefe, sorry. And delighted to be joined by Niamh Heffernan to look ahead to the game. And Niamh, first things first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Thanks a million, Darren, for having me.
Niamh, before we look ahead, let's look back. It's a repeat of last year's final, and no doubt this is a game that yourself and Siannaigh have been ticking about an awful lot over the last 12 months.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we lost out by a point last year. Cork have won it the last couple of years now, and I think the aim all year is to kind of get back to the final to have another go of it. We had a good win against Clare in the semi-final. We both played very well in that game. So we'll be hoping now to play like that again this Saturday. But Katrina and Aisling will be very tough, without a doubt. But I think me and Siannaigh have more hunger this year after coming up so close last year.
It certainly showed in that semi-final against Clare's Liam Minogue and Katrina Milan. 21-2, 21-5. That's a scoreline that shows determination. But of course, it's about repeating it again on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, you know, we have to do it all again. The girls are very experienced. But I think, you know, hopefully if we both play good and we both win the game that we played in the semi-final, we should pull it off, hopefully.
It's been a great rivalry between yourselves, like, because especially Katrina Casey, you've played on numerous occasions, and of course Aisling O'Keefe in the doubles. I do have to ask you a question, Niamh, because I was reading one piece you did a couple of years ago about who the toughest opponent you played ever was, and you said Siannaigh Curran, a player no doubt you looked up to. And how did you end up becoming doubles partners last year?
I suppose kind of, I only kind of came up to senior 2 years ago. So, you know, when I came up senior, it was an obvious kind of doubles partnership. And we joined up and, you know, last year we didn't even put much training in. We kind of just said, you know, let's go for it and see what happens. And we got to a final. So then I suppose after that year, we were kind of like, let's give it a right go now this year and see, can we bring, you know, be the first women to bring it back to Galway.
But as you said, it was an obvious partnership. Did you just click when you got on the court the first time? Because, as you said, of course, you won the Intermediate All-Ireland in 2022 and that put you up among the elite in the country and so forth. But did you just click in the court, or was it something you had to work on, or how did it work out?
Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, I would have played Siannaigh the whole way up when I was younger. And, you know, we'd always be kind of close in matches. But yeah, I suppose, you know, when I came up to senior, we were the only kind of senior two players in Galway that were up there. So we just took a chance and said we'd go for it. And we were lucky enough to get to the final. And, you know, as I said, we only lost out by a point. So, you know, it was very narrow. And hopefully this year now we can bring it home.
As you said, you're the two top players in Galway at the moment coming together. And that determination is there anyway. Sure, if I'm right, didn't you only play there a few months ago in the Chapman Memorial and Siannaigh stopped you at the semi-final stage?
Yeah, we both went over to St. Louis for the pro stop in America. But it was a great experience over there. Siannaigh's a great player. Look, we both need to be on form now on Saturday. But I think if we both bring our own individual game, I think we will pull it off.
Because even if, as you said that there, you're aiming to become Galway's first to win this title as a double act there too. But the two of you put in so much work in handball over the years. Like, you're talking about being over in St. Louis, and of course, you're going back to like those four gold medals in Calgary back in 2015. There was world success the first time you were part of the Irish camp in 2018. Siannaigh as well has been a world champion under 23. You won Irish titles, Connacht titles as well. Like, so much commitment. Does probably get overlooked by the casual listener at times here as well, that you put in there to be putting yourselves in these positions where you're competing regularly for national and international titles.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, me and Siannaigh put in serious work all year round. And, you know, handball is kind of a sport where you get to travel around. So we were both in St. Louis and both of us are hoping to go to Salt Lake City again in May. So it's constantly playing handball all year round. So yeah, like, look, it's never been won by the Galway in ladies open doubles. So, you know, we would love to be the first Galway doubles to bring it home.
And Niamh, I promise I'll go back to the match in a moment, but even taking that point as well, because I just want to get this out here, is that, like, as you said, you travel an awful lot. You're over in Arizona regularly, North America regularly, other places there as well. Like, it takes an awful lot of commitment and no doubt an awful lot of financial strain as well, that any form of sponsorship or support that can be given to our handball players, especially yourself or Sienna, going forward is certainly going to help, because you're proving it on the world stage that it will come back with reward.
Yeah, definitely. Look, like, it, you know, it costs a lot of money to go to all these places, but I suppose with handball, it's kind of, you don't really get money or kind of prizes out of it as such that would benefit you as a player. It's kind of for your own individual success. We just do it for the enjoyment of the sport. So, yeah, look, like, sponsorship and all that, it would be great. But yeah, look, we travel all around the world and it's great. Like, we get to play players around the world that, you know, we'd never get here in Ireland. So, like, you get more experience by travelling around, and it's really enjoyable travelling around with all the handball crew as well.
And it's a very busy circuit as well. Like, I've spoken to Martin McKerns on occasions there too. And as you said, there's regular competitions. But back to, of course, Saturday's big match as well. And, like, look, you're in the position there as well. What was the feeling like after you got that semi-final done against Leah and Katrina? Was it like job done because there's only one target you're thinking about?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Look, as I said last year, like, the aim all year was to get back to the final and have another go. And that's exactly what we've done. And I think throughout that semi-final, like, the motivation and the hunger we had in that game, you know, we were very serious throughout the game, in and out, you know, get in and get out and don't be wasting time. I think that's the mentality we both have in our games. So hopefully we can bring that now into Saturday, you know, get in and get out and finish the game off.
We'll certainly take another score like he got in the semi-final, Leave, if you can get it on the right side. But of course, with these two Cork players, like, they won their semi-final against Tyrone opposition reasonably well there too. Like, just going back to last year's game, what can you take out of last year's game? Because it wasn't just that they won, it was just cruel how close you came to being victorious yourselves.
Yeah, look, last year's game, there's no words really. Like, we were very unlucky. If we were to say, kind of, you know, we have our own kind of points, what we could have improved, what we could have done better. But at the end of the day, it does come down to a bit of luck. And luck was just not on our side that year. But I think this year now we're playing a lot better. We're communicating better as a team. And, you know, we do have a good plan going into the game. So hopefully if we stick to that and if it works, hopefully we'll be all Ireland champions.
Yeah, because it was your first year playing, and I'd imagine, I know we were touching on it a moment ago, how you got together, but like any duo in any sport around, it's about getting used to each other, playing with each other regularly enough. Like last year, you got to a bad start losing the first set as well before you really thundered back into the contest. And if you can get a good start, I'd imagine on Saturday, that is going to be half the battle.
Yeah, look, like, you know, Crow Park have the new show course. We're very lucky with the new facilities up there, and it's an honour to be able to play there. But, you know, last year we were the first ever, you know, girls to play in that court. So it was very, very new to us. So there was balls being hit to us that, you know, we would get in a normal alley. But in, obviously, you know, Crow Park, so it has one kind of wall and everything else is glass. So it is a big adjustment. So I think that's probably why the first game kind of went, you know, not really our way. It was just about kind of getting used to the alley. And I think it just showed, like, when we got to a tiebreaker, we were getting stronger and stronger as we were coming along. And even this year now in the semi-final, you could see we were way more relaxed in the alley because we've played in it all year round compared to last year. You know, it was just a new alley to us. So I think that will also, you know, help us now on Saturday, you know, being familiar with the court.
Even taking that point there as well, it's every player's dream to play in Crow Park. I know both yourself and Sienna have played Camogie in the past. I've often seen you play there too. But to be able to play your All-Ireland final in Crow Park, I know last year was something different. And I know before there's been great facilities. I think is it up in Cavan was one that stands out to my head there as well. But to be in Crow Park playing in an All-Ireland final, sure, that's every player's dream.
Exactly. Look, we played All-Ireland finals up in King's Court in Cavan most years. And look, I'm not saying it's a great facility, it's a not good facility, but, you know, it's every player's dream to play in Crow Park. You know, the hurling finals, the Camogie finals are all in Crow Park. So, you know, why shouldn't the handball finals be in Crow Park? You know, it is part of the GAA at the end of the day, even though sometimes it's not really recognised as kind of a big GAA sport. But I think people don't really realize kind of the training that goes into it. Like we would train 4 or 5 nights a week, and that's just in the alley. That's not even taken into consideration the gym work we do or the conditioning we do. So I think, yeah, like it's every player's dream to play in Croke Park. But at the same time, you know, why shouldn't we get that privilege of playing in Croke Park, especially when it's part of the GAA?
I agree with you completely there as well. I'm delighted that you are getting that opportunity as well. Finally, Niamh, before I let you go, what do Katrina Casey and Aisling O'Keefe bring that's different, or where are the areas that are going to be a bit stronger than the Clare opposition and that you have to be right on top of?
Yeah, sure. Look, like they're together now for the last, they're going for their 6 in a row. So they've won it the last 6 times. So I think it's just experience. But look, like just because me and Sienna haven't been playing doubles together, doesn't mean we don't have as much experience as they do. Currently, Sienna is number 2 in Ireland and I am number 5 compared to Katrina and Aisling, who are, I think, number 1 and number 7. So, you know, we are fairly even. So, yeah, look, I just hope that, you know, our experience can overlook their experience and hopefully we can outplay them and bring that title home.
We certainly hope so as well. The lucky number 7, what a way to finish off. About lunchtime on Saturday, the time, of course, not determined because it's based on the order of matches, but we're expecting you out in the court sometime between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. The game starts at 10:30 and I think there's 3 games on for us. So I'd say we'll be looking at 1 or 2, and it should be live on TG Carter YouTube.